crackdown on inversions may lead to a reversion. From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. A merger in the pharmaceutical industry is up in the air after the U.S. Treasury Department said it'll apply more scrutiny to what are called corporate inversions. Illinois-based AbbVie is reconsidering a $54 billion deal to buy U.K. rival Shire. Marketplace's Amy Scott is covering this. And Amy, remind us, first of all, what an inversion is and why the Obama administration wants to stop these deals from happening.
It's basically a really lucrative change of address. The headquarters for tax purposes moves abroad, but the executives and the major operations stay in the U.S. And by one congressional estimate, these deals could cost the U.S. Treasury at least $20 billion in lost tax revenue over the next decade.
So does it look like this deal between AbbVie and Shire is going to fall through?
Well, AbbVie's board has only said they're reevaluating the deal in light of these new regulations from Treasury that make the deals harder to do and less lucrative for companies. But, you know, AbbVie would likely have to pay a pretty hefty breakup fee if the deal were called off. And tax consultant Robert Willens told me more likely they may just renegotiate the deal to get around the new rules.
You know, they're going to lose a lot of credibility if they pull out of the deal in response to the Treasury announcement after telling the market for weeks that the deal was primarily motivated by business reasons.
And Willens points out another big pharma merger between Medtronic and Irish company Covidien is still going forward. They're just financing the deal differently to comply with the new rules. And, you know, without Congress taking tougher action, Willens says the deals are likely to continue. And that's not going to happen, if at all, until after the November elections.
Marketplace's Amy Scott. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Netflix has quietly raised prices for a service almost no one uses, streaming video in 4K or ultra-high definition. It used to be available for $8 or $9 a month, and now a subscription is $12 a month. Only a few manufacturers make devices with 4K displays, so why raise the price on a service that's not in high demand? Here's Marketplace's Dan Weissman.
It's probably not too late to be the first on your block to get a 4K TV. Eric Smith looks at home entertainment devices for Strategy Analytics.
We're expecting around 10 million of these 4K TVs to be sold this year, and the majority of those are happening in China, actually.
Prices are dropping and sales will probably go up. Smith says in a few years, a third of new TVs may be 4K, but getting 4K will mean paying more. A new TV, probably more bandwidth since the sharper picture takes four times as much data. And for Netflix, producing shows like House of Cards in 4K means spending more. The company says that's why the price increase. But the tech ramp-up in video will continue. Larry Hedick looks at Consumer Services for Current Analysis, a telecom consultancy.
We'll get to three-dimensional. Eventually, we'll probably get to holographic projection. And as the price points become bearable to consumers, they're going to pay for it.
Because eventually we all do like that shiny new thing. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
I mentioned a minute ago the price of oil is falling. That's partly because the oil industry has been booming in this country. There's also been a lot of new development in natural gas. Well, a consequence of that growth is a shortage of regulators who oversee drilling. Petroleum engineers, safety inspectors. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
Regulators in Wyoming are hemorrhaging employees. The state's Occupational Safety and Health Administration lost a quarter of its inspectors last year. The state's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fared no better. And Mark Watson, the oil and gas supervisor, says rehiring, especially for specialized positions, is extremely difficult.
They're in demand and we don't pay as much.
Don't pay as much as industry, that is. For example, Watson has been trying to hire a principal petroleum engineer for close to 6 months. That person would be in charge of the team of engineers who review companies' drilling plans and issue permits.
You know, that job, we're competing with someone in the industry that might have 20 years' experience, and we probably would pay 50% less than what they could get in industry.
That's right, 50% less. Watson says he's talked to new grads whose first offers out of college are $25,000 more than he makes as the state's top oil and gas regulator. And it's not just him. Nationwide, petroleum engineers working in industry make 70% more than those working for governments, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
In the boom times, I'll say, we especially have a hard time competing with industry when it comes to recruiting and retaining people.
That's Michael Madrid. He heads up the Minerals Division of the Bureau of Land Management in Wyoming.
Right now, Madrid's division is actually mostly staffed, but there's concern about the future, and not just in Wyoming. A recent report by the Government Accountability Office says BLM offices nationwide could find themselves shorthanded as the boom ramps up. Madrid says that would be bad for everyone, including industry.
The work will eventually get done, but there's long, significant delays if we're shorthanded.
Which is bad for those who want to keep the boom booming. In Wyoming, I'm Stephanie Joyce for Marketplace.
Stephanie's story came to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration that's focused on America's energy issues. Finally, the shoe brand Converse is suing 31 companies. The list includes Walmart and Skechers. Converse alleges those companies have been selling knockoffs of its iconic Chuck Taylor All-Stars. It's been mailing out cease and desist letters for years. Now the ball is in someone else's court. A court. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.